suppose it was a tough game. It was, I suppose, tough conditions, but I mean, it was nip tuck and it was only going to be a kick out ball or two, and in them conditions I think it was a good enough game served up. So we're very, very disappointed. It's been a fairy tale year for us all year, and we thought we had the pedigree to go all the way, but we were just pipped in the post in the day.
And I mean, Scotstown, you know, maybe we had an experience on you, and some great players, the likes of Darren Hughes, you know, it really punctured you with two goals. But, you know, each time they pushed ahead, you've had a great response on both occasions.
Yeah, well, it's something we've been working on all year. I mean, our management has been meticulous in their work this year, and we've always planned for going behind and going behind in goals, and I think that really stood us. Today, as you've seen, as you said, once they scored a goal, we come straight back up the field and scored a goal back, and I think we really made a game of it the whole way through. So, come here, I can say nothing more about this team that have been absolutely fantastic all year, and I think it's a real credit to the club that we've got this stage, a small club coming from intermediate last year. I think it's just such a great achievement, and hopefully we'll be here for a while.
Well, that's the thing, you know, you came up from intermediate and, you know, with coming within 2 points of reaching an Ulster senior club final, it would have been an incredible achievement to do it, but it is, even without getting that far.
Oh yeah, listen, we spoke about it there just in the huddle after the match. I mean, we can hold our heads up in great pride. I mean, we know that the whole county, the whole club is really proud of what we've done this year. I think in ourselves, we'll probably look back and we'll see it as an opportunity missed. We'll be a wee bit annoyed at some of the chances we missed at the end, but that's football and you've got to take the rough with the smooth.
I know, but it wasn't easy, you know. Scotstown, really, they dropped a lot. They don't play with a sweeper, but they did drop a lot of men back there, you know, and really frustrated you. And you didn't score, I think, in the last maybe 20 minutes of the game.
Listen, Scotstown are a vastly experienced team. They know what it's like, and I wouldn't like to be backing against them now to go on in Ulster. They're superb all around the field, and even their reinforcements they brought in, all big, physical, strong men, and I think they're well capable of winning also.
And what about yourself personally? I mean, you're one of the older members of the team. Are you going to give it another rattle next year?
No, I don't know. I'm not going to make any decisions now. I just turned 37 there, so it's a long, long time from January and February, but listen, I'll not make any decisions tonight.
But it's been a great journey, and you know, and to stick around to the age of 37 and get yourself a championship medal, you know, it's well worth it.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. I mean, I have hadn't had this past couple of years whether I was going to play on or not, and I think with the help of my managers and mentors that they felt there was still a position for me in the team, so I'm eternally grateful for them, and yes, I got my county medal, so that's a big plus.